Please stand. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. His mercy endures forever. Let us pray. O God, creator of heaven and earth, grant that, as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so we may await with him the coming of the third day and rise with him to newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the lessons. Thanks be to God.
All our hope is in you, O Lord.
All our hope is in you, O Lord.
In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me.
All our hope is in you, O Lord. All our hope is in you, O Lord.
My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant and save me for your mercy's sake.
All our hope is in you, O Lord.
Walked in blue.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We arrive at Holy Saturday, and we've come to part three of this four-part message that began Maundy Thursday, continued yesterday with our Good Friday message, and now part three for Holy Saturday as we're celebrating Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all of it as one big celebration of the passion of our Lord Jesus, his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. We talked about how on Maundy Thursday, instead of the service ending with silence, as we try to do so reverently, the reality is the service should end with everyone screaming, crying, and running out of here in fear and trembling. After, of course, Jesus told you to watch and pray with him, but you've fallen asleep. Because that's what happened when the soldiers came and arrested him and took him away. And then our liturgy started in silence on Good Friday, and it ended in silence on Good Friday. But it should have said, Good Friday, that the service ends with everyone weeping, depressed, and walking away in great sadness and overwhelming sorrow. Because that's what happened. Jesus, the triumphant king who entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, by Friday afternoon at 3:00, he hung on the cross and he was dead. And then we come to Holy Saturday. Jesus has died, buried, he's in the tomb. And this service begins with a few people arriving, not many. Look at what was here Thursday night. Look at what we experienced on Good Friday at both services. And now, Holy Saturday, half the number of people. And the service begins with a few folks arriving here, as it did that first Holy Saturday. They arrived at the tomb in confusion, sadness, sorrow, and feeling hopeless. As you can imagine, over my ministry, I've spent a lot of time in cemeteries. And I often see, going through cemeteries, people just sitting. Just sitting. And I often wonder where they are spiritually and what they're feeling at that point. Are they rejoicing in eternal life and the resurrection of a loved one? Or are they sitting at a grave feeling confusion, sadness, sorrow, and hopelessness? When they arrived at the tomb on that first Holy Saturday, and perhaps were watching from a distance, who knows actually how many people were doing that. I have to think a lot of people were in this state. And perhaps they went to that tomb, like so many people go to cemeteries today, just to remember a loved one and to grieve. For that's how they might have arrived. And as we end this service today, the service ends as those attending walk away, still in confusion, still in sadness, still in sorrow, and still feeling hopeless. And so many people are in that state today. And I believe that for many, that was the first Holy Saturday. Now, perhaps there were some that were putting it all together and remembered the promises of Jesus and were just waiting for Him to rise from the dead on that third day. Maybe they remembered Him saying, "I will build this temple, and in 3 days it will be here again." And He was talking about the temple of His body, as we're told in the gospel. Maybe someone had put all of that together, and as they were there at that first Holy Saturday by that tomb where Jesus laid, perhaps they were anxiously anticipating the fulfillment of that promise. I'd love to think that there were those in that state. But I also think that so many went to that place on Saturday or remembered that place on Saturday if they were afraid to actually go there. And when they walked away, they were in confusion, sadness, sorrow, and feeling hopelessness. And we will leave here today. And again, so many people leaving the death of a loved one, leaving a funeral, leaving a hospital where their the beloved person has just died. And we walk out into the world, and this has happened to me many times, walk out into the world and just see everything going on as if nothing has happened, as if it was all normal. And Jeremiah says in Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 12, "Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by?" And then he says, "There is no sorrow like my sorrow." And we are so often in that very place. And we look at the world around us that just doesn't understand what has happened, what's going on. We've been there before, and I dare say most of us will be there again, and maybe again and again, because we don't love someone and have them pass away and not feel these emotions. But we come here today and we wonder where the rest of the world is, and we walk out of here and we ask the same question that Jeremiah asks: "Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? You're just going on like nothing happened. Don't you realize what happened here?" And this was indeed the first Holy Saturday. Those in such despair and such grief, looking at the world going on around them, the people that had seen the spectacle on Friday and went about their business on Saturday like nothing had happened, but those who loved and followed Jesus were in grief and sadness. And these words, I would not be surprised if they had passed their lips on that day. The service ends We leave here into a world that for so many and for too many has no idea what has happened here over the last week, over these last few days. On that first Holy Saturday, they walked away from the tomb with an uncertain future. But on this Holy Saturday, on the second Holy Saturday, and every single one of them after that, they walked away from the tomb knowing that Jesus was alive. And that sense of sadness for those who believe, the uncertainty, the hopelessness, the fear, the depression, the despair, all gone. And so we leave this place on Holy Saturday number 2000 something. And we leave here having remembered all of these events, but with the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life that is promised to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless us on this day as we contemplate the events that happened through Holy Week, and as we come to this Holy Saturday. Father, we thank you that we have the promise of eternal life, that it doesn't end here, that our story doesn't end in a cemetery at a grave, but that we know Jesus conquers death and sin. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of those in this world who look at us and simply don't understand. We pray that we can bring them into the joy of the resurrection of Jesus and the promise of eternal life. In His holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Please stand. In the midst of life, we are in death. From whom can we seek help? From you alone, O Lord, who by our sins are justly angered. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. Lord, you know the secrets of our hearts. Shut not your ears to our prayers, but spare us, O Lord. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. Worthy and eternal Judge, do not let the pains of death turn us away from you at our last hour. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death. As Jesus taught us, we now pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Thanks be to God.